Trinity Sunday is a time for us to be finding out about God, finding God and His abundant love in us, in our lives, in His will for us, His will for His creation, His purpose, and in our using the gifts that He gives us, in our using His love that He gives us, and then giving back to Him and His entire creation. So now after Pentecost, which we celebrated last Sunday, we're all ready and set to go, aren't we? And if we say yes, do we do it? So today we celebrate the Trinity, the doctrine of the Trinity. And I know this seems a little bit peculiar, but we did have a funeral just last week. And during all the funerals, there's a prayer that I say at the end, the commendation. And it gives us a little teaching, like a mini teaching about the Holy Spirit. It says, "Depart, O Christian soul, out of this world, in the name of God the Father Almighty, who created you, in the name of Jesus Christ, who redeemed you, in the name of the Holy Spirit, who sanctifies you. May your rest be this day in peace, and your dwelling place in the paradise of God." So we learn that God the Father creates, God the Son redeems, and God the Holy Spirit sanctifies. And sanctifies means to be made holy. And holy means to be set apart for God's work, for God. And each and every one of us has the Holy Spirit in us. So we are made holy by God, and we are set apart for Him. Now through Jesus, we learn the true nature and the desires of God the Father. By reading the Bible, reading Jesus' words, seeing all the actions that He did throughout the Bible, studying it, and taking it into our hearts, making it a part of us. And that's why we're here. The true nature of God that we learn through Jesus Christ is first and foremost love, then patience, forgiveness and mercy, and then acceptance. All of us are accepted by the Lord. Then we know about the truth of God through our Lord and Savior. And then we learn about redemption and reconciliation back to God. The disciples and we have learned all we need to know. But it is the Holy Spirit that will keep us on track. He doesn't teach us anything new, but He constantly is a reminder. He reminds us what Jesus teaches. The Holy Spirit is reassuring us each and every moment. The Holy Spirit compels us into action, into doing. The Holy Spirit is comforting, letting us rest within His presence, helping us with the understanding of the Bible that we try so hard to learn and to study, to understand and to know. And then the Holy Spirit urges us forward, never backward. The Holy Spirit urges us forward to have action, to live as Christians, to love as Christians, to love as Jesus loves us. From the Trinity, we learn how relationships are to be and how relationships are to work. The Trinity is our perfect role model to learn from. We learn about true, pure and mutual love and respect and trust. We learn about the love, the respect, and the trust that is to exist in any and all relationships. And that love motivates us to act and to be, to live and to obey for one purpose, to the glory of God the Father. There is not to be any attitude of me, or that concept or obsessiveness of the preoccupation of our egos. healthy competition, not, well, I'm bigger and better than you are. None of that is to be our attitudes as Christians. There is no self-centeredness. It's to be God-centered. Our action, our doing, our lives are only to be doing what is good, what is true, what is constructive, what is encouraging, and what is loving. We are to be sharing and spreading the gospel of our Lord. And we can do this by having and using our faith, our God-given gift of faith, and the knowledge that we have of God the Father, making an intentional effort to know and to learn more and more about Jesus by trying to really imitate Jesus in our daily lives in every way that we can. And first, by being honest before God, being real and being true, realizing and taking Jesus' words, his actions, his entire life, his entire death, resurrection, and even his commission, go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. All of this we are to take seriously each and every moment. Accomplishing this, doing this, only by accepting the love of God, and very important, by using the love of God, and by using the Holy Spirit, His power, and His presence. When we do this, when we wake up each and every morning, and the first thing we think of is, okay, God, what do you want me to do for you today? When it becomes all about God in our lives, then we know we're getting on the right track and the Holy Spirit is moving us. Life is not all about me. Life is not all about you or all of us. It's about God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and how we can glorify Him in our lives. We'll never be able to totally understand the concept or the doctrine of the Trinity, the three in one God. But we are able to feel God's love. We are able to have faith and trust and help from the Lord our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We can depend on God, and as St. Paul said, God will never disappoint us. We can accomplish this, what God wants in our lives, when we know that our life is all about God, first, foremost, and forever. It's our choice, finding God in His abundant love for us, and finding God's abundant love in us. And we are to remember, and the Holy Spirit helps us to do this, that it is God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that sustains our very existence. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. And when I finish the service today, hopefully I will remember two things. One, I'm going to end with the blessing from Numbers. It's kind of a Trinitarian blessing from the Old Testament. But also, if anybody's interested in any references in the Bible itself, so we can know that it's biblically okay to believe in the Trinity, I went through and found as many as I could find. So if you want the list, just let me know. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for everyone here, all the kids, the adults, just the musicians, for Larry and Sharon being back, and all those who helped. We also thank you for Amy, who did the bulletin, and for the altar guild. We just thank you for the gift of faith and love that you have given us, and we ask that you draw our hearts closer to you and help us to use the Holy Spirit so our lives will glorify and honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.